Hare Krishna. So Krishna has given a lot of practical tips for all the yogis, be it Ashtanga Yogi or be it Bhakti Yogi, for everyone. Now after speaking that, Krishna is going to speak about the perfectional stage of Ashtanga Yoga. So this starts from Shloka number 18. So let's see that now.
Yada viniyatam chittam atmanyeva vatishthate nispraha sarva kamebhyo yukta ityuchyate tada.
So here it is given that yada, when. Now basically here this word yada is standing for when the yogi, you know, he is practicing yoga very nicely. By the practice of yoga, what happens? Viniyatam chittam. Viniyatam chittam, he disciplines his mind, he controls his mind very nicely. Atmani eva avatishthate. When he becomes situated in what? Atmani, in transcendence, in spiritual, in spirituality. Nispraha sarva kamebhyo. Nispraha, devoid of all desires. And then yukta iti uchyate tada. Such a person can be called as yukta, well established in yoga. Now this is a very high level thing that is given, the perfectional stage of Ashtanga Yoga, that what is expected at that point. So one is he disciplines the mental activity, second he is in transcendence, third free from all material desires. Now let's see how to translate this in our life as devotees, because there is no point in discussing this too much into Ashtanga Yoga side, but let's discuss about how can we implement in our day-to-day life. Now the activities of the yogi are distinguished from those of an ordinary person by his characteristic. What is the characteristic? Cessation from all kinds of material desires, of which sex life is the chief. Now this point is very nice to understand. When we say material desires, so all the material desires, and out of all that, the topmost is the sense gratification or the sex desire that is there. So a person should try his best to regulate all of it and try his best to give up most of it and direct everything in service of Krishna. Here it is given that a perfect yogi is so well disciplined in the activities of the mind that he can no longer be disturbed by any kinds of material desire. Now this for a perfect yogi, a perfect Ashtanga yogi, he has reached such a perfectional stage that he is not at all disturbed by any of this, any of the material desires. Why? Because he's tasting something spiritual. He has got something spiritual. Now, this is regarding Ashtanga Yogi, but when it comes to us as Bhakti Yogis, can we also attain this perfectional stage? Is it possible? See, we are not the ones who are going to go to forest, sit under a tree in seclusion and then focus on the tip of the nose and all that. We don't have time for all this. We have our own work, we have families, and there is so much other things to do in material life. Maintain all that, and along with that we are practicing bhakti. So is it possible that ever we will reach such perfectional stage, that is without material desires and then fully controlled mind and fully immersed in spirituality? Is it possible? And here the answer is yes, it is possible, and the proof is from Srimad Bhagavatam. A very very practical tip that is given, the three verses, very very practical verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, which describes how a person who is there, you know, in household life, even such a person can attain perfectional stage by doing these activities. In fact, you know, I would request all of y'all that try to memorize these shlokas and try to implement each one of it in day-to-day life. In fact, we can have it like a sadhana, that am I doing this or not, am I doing this or not. If we do this every single day, at least for 2-3 months, you know, we will see immense benefit, we'll get immense benefit, and a tremendous change will be there in our day-to-day life when it comes to our consciousness, when it comes to our practice. So let's see these three verses in detail now. This perfectional stage can automatically be attained by person Krishna consciousness. How? So these are the verses from 9th canto, 4th chapter, shloka number 18 to 20. So this is what a great devotee called Amrish Maharaj was doing. What was he doing? First one. Savai mana Krishna padaravindayor. What was he doing? He was focusing his mind, he was engaging his mind in thinking of the lotus feet of Krishna. So when we say lotus feet of Krishna, we're actually talking about the entire form of Krishna, beautiful form of Krishna. We're focusing on that. Second, Vachamsi Vaikuntha Gunanu Varnane. He was using the power of speech for what? For chanting the holy names of the Lord, for glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What can we do in our day-to-day life? When it comes to the first one, we can take darshan of the Lord and try to meditate on the beautiful form of the Lord, starting from the lotus feet, going up to the beautiful lotus face, and on the head, the peacock feather, in the hands, the flute, and so on and so forth. And then when it comes to speaking, we can chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We can chant the Bhagavad Gita shlokas. We can sing Vaishnava bhajans. We can sing the Maha Mantra. So all this we can do with the power of speech. And after that, it said, Karau Harer Mandira Marjinadishu. So the hands which are there, these can be used for cleaning the temple. So all of us will have, you know, the temple structure in the house. We can clean that. Or go to a nearby ISKCON center and there will be cleaning service. We can just participate in cleaning. And what else? Shrutim chakara chuta satkato kathodaye. And these ears have to be used for what? For hearing Krishna katha, about Krishna. So Krishna katha is Bhagavad Gita, that is katha by Krishna. And Krishna katha is also Srimad Bhagavatam, katha of Krishna. So we can hear that, we can hear various discourses. Now, because of this internet in the modern times, we have got, you know, everything recorded. We have Prabhupada's Vani recorded. We have so many great souls speaking. So we can hear all that. So these are the four tips. Now let's move on to the next one. Mukundalingalaya darshane drisho. Now this is talking about taking darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the temple. We can go to the temple and see the beautiful Archa Vigraha form of the Lord. So we are taking darshan now. So in Savai Mana Krishna Padaravindavar, we were meditating. Now we are actually taking darshan. Then, Tadbhritya Gatra Sparshenga Sangamam. So this talks about serving devotees, physically serving devotees. So we can make it a point that we serve at least, you know, one devotee in a day. We can meet, or if the family members are devotees, we can serve them. Or any, we can call devotees home, we can serve them very nicely. Granam cha tatpada saroja saurabhe. So the flowers which are offered to the Lord, we can smell those flowers. Because the nose wants some nice fragrance. So the offered flowers to the Lord can be taken and smelt. So that's a very, very important anga of devotional service. And then, Srimat Tulasya Rasanam Tadarpite. So Tulasi leaves which are offered at the lotus feet of the Lord. Now we can accept that. We can eat that. We can honor that. The prasadam, the bhoga that we offer, which becomes prasadam by the glance of Krishna, we can accept that every single day. So everything that we put in our mouth can be prasadam. So we can have a checklist. Now, am I having only prasadam or not? And then, Padav Hare Shetra Padanu Sarpane. So these legs, two legs which Krishna has given, so this has to be used for walking to the temple. This has to be used for going to pilgrim places like Vrindavan, Mayapur, Jagannath Puri. So many places are there. Krishna has done leelas. Now, where we can walk there? So walking towards the temple, you know, can be done. And then, Shiro Rishikesha Padabhi Vandane. This is a very, very important seva. That is paying obeisances, Dandavat Pranam. Krishna makes it very clear in Shloka number 934 and 1865, where he says, Manmanabhava Madbhakto Madhyajimam Namaskuru. So he is saying at the end, Namaskuru. Pay Dandavats to me, pay obeisance to me. So when you bow down in front of Krishna, we are actually surrendering to Krishna. We are surrendering our entire life and soul, you know, at Krishna's lotus feet. Kamam cha dasya natu kama kamyaya. And the desires, all his desires, he is directing towards executing the Lord's mission. The mission of going back home, back to Godhead. The mission of serving the Lord, giving pleasure to Him. The mission of spreading Krishna consciousness all over, according to our capacity. So in this way, these are different tips those are given. And if these we can follow every single day, there will be so much of change. And Ashtanga Yogi is trying so much to attain perfection. A devotee, just by doing this for few weeks, he'll attain perfection. This is the difference between Ashtanga Yoga and Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga is like this quick. Everyone can attain that perfectional stage. By doing all this, A person can get rid of the various anarthas very quickly, like anger, lust, greed, and so many other things which are there, which we are troubled of. So here it is said that unless the mind is fixed on the lotus feet of the Lord by constant remembrance, such transcendental engagements are not practical. So it's very important that we engage our mind in service of Krishna. For people in general, especially those who are not in renounced order of life, most of the people are not in renounced order of life. For them it is given, transcendental engagement of senses and the mind are described above, just we saw all this, is the perfect process for transcendental achievement, which is called Yukta in Bhagavad Gita. So this is proper transcendental engagement. Let's revise this, these different things that we can do. First, meditate on the beautiful form of the Lord, especially the lotus feet. Second, speak, glorify the Supreme Lord by chanting His holy names and by chanting the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam Shloka, singing various bhajans. Third, use the hands for cleansing the temple. Fourth, you utilize this ears which the Lord has given for hearing discourses on Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, the glorification of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Fifth, go to temple or even at home, have a nice temple where we can have beautiful darshan of the Lord every single day. Sixth, we can invite devotees home, serve them. And even family members are devotees, we can serve them. We can go to temple and serve devotees. Then seventh, we can smell the flowers offered to the Lord. Eighth, we can honor, we can accept the tulasi leaves as offered at the lotus feet of the Lord. And we can honor the prasadam that Krishna has given us. When we offer bhoga, Krishna glances on that and makes it prasadam and gives it to us. Very, very tasty, delicious, karma-free food. He'll give, and that we have to have. Nine, padav hare shetra padanu sarpana. We have to walk towards the temple. And then, tenth, pay obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As soon as we come in front of the temple, in the house, or when we go to the temple, we have to pay obeisance to the Lord immediately, as soon as we see the Lord. And finally, the last one, 11th one, is our desire should be directed now for fulfilling the desire of the Lord, the mission of the Lord. The mission of the Lord is to take all the conditioned souls back home, back to Godhead. So we have to attain perfection, we have to attain Krishna, and we have to make sure we help others also to attain Krishna. So these are the practical tips by which we can attain perfection in staying in the household life, doing our material activities to maintain the body, and at the same time we'll be able to progress very, very nicely. Now Krishna is going to highlight more points about a devotee of an Ashtanga yogi in the perfectional stage, and let's see how we can translate that to our life also. Hare Krishna.